Muse, Cincinnati's women's choir, has a spring concert coming up, and it will be a bittersweet occasion. Muse's founder and artistic director, Maestra Dr. Catherine Roma, conducts her final concert, retiring after 30 years. Dr. Roma is here in our studio, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
Kathy, you founded Muse while you were a graduate student in CCM's conducting department. What prompted that decision?
So I came here from Philadelphia, and I had started a women's choir there. I got here to do my doctorate because I wanted to further my education. Actually, it was something I did with Anna Crucis, the women's choir. I started in 1975 in Philadelphia that caused me to say, I want to do more of this, and I better figure out how to get an advanced degree. So I decided to come to Cincinnati, and then I wanted to create a choir for myself to work with right away because I had worked with Anna Crucis for 8 years in Philadelphia. So I had gotten my feet wet and my interests going by doing that. So while I was a doctoral student, I wanted to have an active relationship with a choir. So I started Muse.
Did you intend to stay in Cincinnati after you finished your doctorate?
Absolutely not. There's no question about it. Wonderful things happened to me, so it caused me to stay, and I'm really glad I did, but I thought I was going to be leaving Cincinnati. Certain things happened along the way. My brother passed away unexpectedly, and a niece of mine came to live with me, and that extended my work on my dissertation a little bit. So just things happened that ended up keeping me here. I got a job at St. John's Unitarian Universalist Church, where I still am. I love that. That's wonderful work. Muse was growing, and we were beginning to do our commissions. So I saw a future for that. And then, of course, after I completed my doctorate, I got a job at Wilmington College and full-time began teaching in their prison setting.
Muse's mission statement highlights musical excellence in social change. How has that evolved in your years as director of Muse?
Well, I think that it's very important, that first statement, musical excellence. I care about that so much. And I think the women in Muse do, and I think your listening audience knows what that means, that we want to do what we do really well. So musical excellence is definitely up there. But then we pair that with social change. And what really I think people ask, well, what does that mean? And is it an extra musical thing? And well, it's really not. It has everything to do with what might a women's choir sing? What might women together be thinking about? Well, they think about their lives and sing music that's relevant to their daily experience, things that they don't hear in pop music on the top 40, things that are not necessarily written by classical composers, pieces that are perhaps written by contemporary women setting the texts of contemporary women poets who are grappling with things that are really important in the lives of women. So it's been very important to understand social change as meaning peace and justice, issues that affect us all, and we want to create a world that's better and thinking about the common good for all. So that has to do with equality and human rights and all that kind of thing. We're a diverse choir in all ways. We understand issues in a wonderful way because we are diverse and we talk about what we want to sing and who we are. So I think that maybe gives you an idea about musical excellence and social change and what that means.
There is no other choir that looks like Muse. It is such a remarkably diverse choir in so many ways. How do you and the choir make that work?
Well, we work very hard at it, and it's something that's so important to me, that the diversity that we speak about. It was when Dr. Issei Maria Barnwell of Sweet Honey and the Rock came to work with us in, that was October, and then she came again last month. And she made the statement that nothing like this is really happening around North America that she knew of. And so that was exciting and surprising, too. We want the choir to represent Cincinnati, and we want to open ourselves. It's about inclusion. Our concerts are interpreted for the hearing impaired, and that's been going on for 27 years with the wonderful work of Ruth Rowan. We have now a blind woman in our choir, and she's teaching us so much. And for the first time, starting last year when Annie joined us, we have Braille programs. We have in the past, although not recently, had programs translated into Spanish. But who are we here? Who is our community? And do we reflect the community? Can anybody in the Cincinnati community come and see themselves reflected back to them, either by what they hear or what they see.
What are some of the achievements that you consider high points in your career? There's so many, I know.
Goodness, I love this choir so much, and it's been very important for me. I would say a legacy, in a way, is the commissions that we've done over the years. And so we have commissioned original works by many women across the nation, actually, also in Britain. And you know very well, we commissioned an Israeli composer to work with a man from Palestine, and we got a fantastic piece, Maya Maya. So that legacy of bringing new works into being and then working with the composer to try and make them sound. And so we're in the process of doing that right now. You know, we just had Elizabeth Alexander here. I think that's one of the outstanding things for me. And then to see the diversity of the choir, to see us how we've grown over 30 years, and to see how we've affected Cincinnati, too. I'm grateful that we're in Cincinnati and we've had an important effect, I think, on the community arts and the general arts organizations and consortium that we're creating in Cincinnati. I think we're very important in that, and that gives me a lot of joy.
Tell us a little bit about the upcoming concert. There are some world premieres.
There are. I'll start with In Your Hands. The words come from speeches by Eleanor Roosevelt, and this is by Abby Bettina. She's alive and well and working in St. Paul, Minnesota. So it's for vibraphone and piano and soloists and women's chorus. It's very exciting, and it's very Muse. A lot of the text comes from her work around the Declaration of Human Rights. So these are things that she said 10 years really after that came into effect. We're also doing a piece called You Were Meant for This, music by Elizabeth Alexander and set to a text by Teresa Schreiber Wirth. This is a most exciting and I think a real leap for the choir because it uses a lot of contemporary techniques, a lot of repeated pulsating modal music, and it also stretches our range quite a bit. This is a poem that is included in a book of poems by Teresa about breast cancer. So that's very exciting. We don't often commission men, but we have commissioned Eric Lane Barnes. And I think many of you know that Muse is named after the muses of Greek mythology, Calliope and Euterpe and Polyhymnia. Eric Lane Barnes has updated those Greek women to include many women that our audiences are going to know, women who have influenced us as singers and people who have composed for us, but also women who are world famous. So that's very exciting. And then there's a very funny piece that we had commissioned called Famous Phrases That Rachel Kramer Likes to Say. And this was going to be Rachel Kramer's last concert with us. And Rachel Kramer's our accompanist.
And that's also Eric Lane Barnes, who is from Cincinnati.
Yes, he went to high school in Marymount. And now he's in Seattle working with the Seattle Women's and the Seattle Men's Chorus.
The concert's title is Sisters, You Keep Me Fighting, Carry It On. What do you hope Muse will carry on with its new director, Rhonda Giuliano?
I hope that there's another 30 years at least. So what do I want? I want the choir to thrive and to continue. And, you know, it's going to be up to Rhonda to figure that out with Muse, because I would say that very much the choir is something that I started, but it's very much who it is a result of the women that work together in the choir on various amazing committees, the music committee, musical excellence committee, helps choose repertoire. So I hope Rhonda understands who we are and then puts her own imprint on it with the choir. It may be that there'll be more commissions. I just want it to be healthy. I want it to be influential in terms of living in Cincinnati, to grow and to affect change in our area.
Well, I want to thank you for 30 years of dedication to musical excellence and social change. And I should make a full disclosure that I sing second alto in Muse. So this is a very, very special moment for me, too.
Thank you so much.
My guest has been Maestra Dr. Catherine Roma, who makes her final appearance leading Muse, Cincinnati's Women's Chorus, on Saturday, June the 8th and Sunday, June 9th at the Mayerson Theater at the School for Creative and Performing Arts downtown. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.